And as we continue at 10:38, the Weekend Theater is on the air. What's going on stage in Chicago? We are getting ready for a world premiere musical here in the Chicago area. We've had those before. Mel Brooks brought a little thing called the Producers here to Chicago before it went to New York. And oh, we may have won more Tony Awards than any show in the history of theater. There's been one show after another that started here in Chicago, as we will have for August Rush the Musical. That is in previews right now at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. You may remember August Rush, the movie that came out in 2007 with a young Freddie Highmore playing August Rush, and Jonathan Rhys-Meyer was in it, and Kerry Russell, and of course the great Robin Williams. They have taken that basic story, added music to it, and it's going great guns from what I hear. I have not seen it yet because the official opening will be this coming Friday, and I'll be there to see it then, and we'll tell you about it next Sunday. But we are really honored to have the cast, much of the cast, in with us this morning. Let's start off with George Abud, who plays Lewis in the show, August Rush's long-lost father. George, very nice to have you here with us.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Thank you for coming in. And Sydney Shepherd, Lila, who is August Rush's birth mother in the show. Sydney, a pleasure to have you here as well.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
And the two young men who play August Rush, who is in the show, orphan Evan Taylor, and turns into this amazing musical phenom, August Rush. We'll start off with Huxley Westermeyer. Huxley, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And also Jack McCarthy. And you guys alternate performances, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how, familiar with the movie, how much am I going to recognize from the movie when I come to see your production in this?
What do you say, movie buffs? I've never seen the movie, so
really
you'll have to do the comparison, and I won't now.
Because it would be too distracting for your performance.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I think there's a benefit that I hadn't seen it, so now I'll prolong that.
You kind of make this your own.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
I think that the general spirit of the movie is there, but it's definitely become something very unique. And those who have seen the movie really, I feel like, love and appreciate the music of the movie, and the same man who composed the score for the movie also composed the music for the musical. So that sort of spirit is still there. What do you guys think?
It's a very similar story there. They kept a lot of elements from the main movie. Like, if you've guys seen the movie, there's a slapping scene in the movie that we have kept, and the father-son jam, which is the best to play with.
Yay.
George. And we kept a lot of similar things, but we've made it more a story about he's trying to find his parents, yes, but it's not like we cut the Juilliard scene and we've cut other similar scenes like that. We just got straight to the point and straight to his journey.
Yeah. I mean, Jack, it's a fairly musical movie anyway, right?
Yeah. And a lot of the instrumental pieces in the movie have been adapted for the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still there. They're just different.
They probably expanded on them,
yes,
right?
They're
and
longer,
made them a little bigger, right?
And they're more important to the storyline of the musical, so that it's not just your average like singing and dancing and acting musical, but there are also instrumental pieces woven in throughout the entire story that help to tell the story of Evan Taylor, the orphan, who is looking for his parents, and he hears the music to find them, and that instrumental music is still there.
Yeah. Talk to me, George, a little bit just about the storyline, the basic plot line of what
is happening in this?
Well, the way I've been telling people is that, like, it's about a young orphan boy who's kind of a musical savant, and he hears this music, and there's this music ever present in him. And he's been orphaned his whole life. He's never known his parents, but he has a sense that they're out there and that there is a connection between them through this music that he's hearing in his head. So he sets off to find them, and he sets off to New York to find them from wherever he's coming. And then you get the parallel stories of the parents, which Sydney and I play, from their younger years, and what they were going through when they were in their teenage years, and then where they are when they've lost each other as well. So they're all kind of trying to find each other, and they're trying to find each other through this music. And in the journey, Evan Taylor is kind of oppressed by society and, like, all these factors coming in from, as John Doyle, our director, would say, the goodie and the baddie. So we have, like, a kind of a bad character, and we have, like, a light character. We have Hope, and we have Wizard. And they're kind of leading him and tugging him in different directions through his journey, pulling him away and towards his parents the whole time. And then they find each other through this composition that August writes at the end, and they all come together and play it, and then they reconnect.
Yeah, I'm sort of getting goosebumps again just hearing you describe that, because I'm remembering the movie and how moving it was.
The story is very lovely. It's it's very special, and it's very poignant, and it's unique. It's not, even though it seems very universal, it seems like a very unique story and very special to these circumstances and this young boy.
You guys are part of something, you know, rather special, a world premiere at the Paramount that has won award after award after award after award for their amazing productions that they've always put on. And this is the first time that they're taking on a world premiere. Is that a lot of pressure on you doing something like this? I mean, whether it was at the Paramount or any place, a world premiere musical, it's a pretty big deal for the cast.
Absolutely. And it's an extra thrilling thing to work on something that's new, that's entirely being created with you. You know, I feel like a lot of actors do have the experience of getting a script, you know, for whatever it is, Kinky Boots, and you learn it and you do it and it's fun and wonderful and amazing. But there's an added element of, I guess, ownership as an actor when you're helping build something sort of from the ground up and getting to show it to people for the first time. That's definitely very exciting.
So Huxley and Jack, talk to me a little bit about being part of this process, two young men as yourselves. I assume that have you been working on this in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Before you came here to the Paramount to kind of do it in your own theater and in this theater?
Yeah, in January we did a developmental lab for the show, a four-week developmental lab, and then we had a little break in between, and then we went straight to rehearsals in New York, and then we came straight here into tech.
Yeah. How about for you, Jack? You're from New York, you told me.
Yeah, yeah. I am. So
it was no big deal for you to be on Broadway at all, right?
Well, no, but this is my first time doing something really from scratch. I've done revivals, and I've replaced other roles, but I've never
What other shows have you been in?
I did a revival of Shadowlands off Broadway, which is about C.S. Lewis, and I replaced the role of Michael in Finding Neverland. But this was really my first time almost creating and
originating a role.
And it was really special just to, like, watch the entire process and how much it's changed from the beginning and how some things have stayed exactly the same.
Yeah, and Sydney, for you and George, what's the process like for you? You know, launching a world premiere, starting off in workshops and really literally from the ground floor.
Well, I've had an interesting experience with August Rush because I did a first reading of it in November of 2014.
Wow.
So it's been a piece that's been in the works for a long time, and it's been a character that I've been sitting with for a long time.
Wow.
So it's been sort of a surreal experience jumping into it knowing that people will see it because I've lived with it so long sort of as something inside me. So, yeah.
It seems the true essence of theater, like in making a world premiere or making a new piece, because everything's very prescient, everything's in the moment, things are changing rapidly. Something that you might come and see on Thursday night will never be there again.
Yep.
People are seeing lines, people are seeing ideas one night that they'll only see. And that's what I love about the theater. It's gone in that moment. It's just us. It's me and you that night, and then the next night it's us and somebody else. And that's very moving, and something about making something new like this, and it's ever changing. And then the next day, we're gonna have notes, and we're gonna add things in, or we're gonna hear what John has to say, or what the writers have to say. They're like, "Oh, we're gonna add this line," and then something comes so clear, or something like explodes open just from a few words being added.
Right. Mm-hmm. I remember when Mel Brooks brought the producers here, and I probably saw it about 4 or 5 times before it went to Broadway, and I happened to be sitting near where the director, Susan Stroman, was sitting, and I was almost so distracted from watching the show by watching her feverishly taking notes during the show. And each time that I came to see it, it was different than it was the time before. So that speaks to, George, what you're talking about. How
absolutely.
You think you're seeing one thing, but tomorrow night could be completely different.
And that's you know, what gets you right there.
Yeah, that's theater. Well, and the other unique thing about this show is there is no orchestra in the pit for this show, as I understand it. You are all the musicians.
Yes.
For the show on stage, right? Tell me, what do you do, Huxley?
We play guitar and piano in the show, and it's just amazing being on stage with all the other acting musicians because we all understand everything. And, like, if we're learning new script pages or getting new music pages, we learn it instantly because there's no orchestra, so we all play it on stage ourselves, which adds a completely other element because it's not just people trying to fake instruments. They're actually playing on stage every single night.
Yeah, and I would think, Jack, that you must feel so much more involved in the show when you are the orchestra.
Sort yeah. As Huxley said, we play guitar and piano, and I knew a little bit of piano, but I didn't really know guitar before we started rehearsals. And I remember on the first day kind of being like unsure about if I was going to be able to play guitar. I knew a little bit, but we sat down and started learning the music, and we made a joke. This was like the first day of the lab. That was like, it's first day of rehearsal, end of sits probe, all like the same day.
All on the same
because day. We were all learning the music, but we were also playing the music, and it sounded like a full orchestra.
Wow. Sounds like that would be really fun, I would think.
Yeah. In the first hours. And as it went on, I started to learn the guitar, and now it's like crazy just to be doing it every night and to be playing with everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Well, the show is in previews right now, but this morning here, you will hear for the very first time one of the songs from August Rush, the musical, performed when we come back from the break. It's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora through June the 2nd. The official opening night is next Friday. We'll tell you how you can get tickets yourself when we come back in a second on 720 WGN. Today, we are talking with the cast of August Rush, the musical. It's in previews now at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Tickets at ParamountAurora.com, or you can call 630-896-6666, 630-896-6666, or you can go to the box office, or we've got a pair of tickets to give away right now as well. Let's take caller number 7 on our phone line, 312-981-7200. Caller 7 will win a pair of tickets to see the show that will play here at the Paramount through June the 2nd. And you're about to get a world premiere broadcast performance from this world premiere right now. What song are you going to do? And do we need to know a little about what's happening here for all of this to make sense?
Sure. This is a song called Pig in the Moonlight, which is a really, really lovely song that Sydney and I sing as the parents of August Rush when we were younger and we first met and fell in love. And it's a song that I'm telling her about that I wrote when I was a little boy, when I was about their age, and was singing it to a pig. So that's the important thing. I'm singing this to a pig.
You're singing this to a pig.
Yeah.
All right. It's another premiere. We've never had that.
That's right.
Ever on the show either. Here they are from August Rush, the musical. Take it away.
What do you see from where you are? Does it feel close or very far? Do you have daydreams in your pen? Head toward the moon, I'll tell you when. What if the latch became undone? The very patch is where we'd run. Leave this behind, what we could find. Passing the scarecrow set him free. It's how I pictured it could be. In my mind, what we could find. What we could find. What do you see from where you are?
A dragonfly afraid to fall.
Does it feel close or very far?
It's like a name I can't recall.
Do you have daydreams in your pen?
I don't have time to count them all.
Head toward the moon, I'll tell you when.
Just tell me when.
What if the latch became undone? The very patch is where we'd run. This behind, what we could find. Passing the scarecrow, set him free. It's how I pictured it could be. In my mind, what we could find. What we could find. What we could find.
That is absolutely gorgeous. I can't wait till next Friday now.
We're excited for you to be there.
I cannot wait. Guys, what do you think when they're singing that? What's going through your minds while the show is going on? And, you know, you're not yourself performing or singing at that moment. Go ahead.
It's just so fun being off stage and just listening to you guys sing that incredible song, and really helps get into character because it's an amazing song, amazing lyrics, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Jack?
We get, like, a couple breaks during the show, and that's one of them, and we can just, like, sit backstage and listen.
Yeah. Since you guys alternate, are you both there each night, just not on stage, or do you take a complete night off when you're not performing?
During the other show, most of the time we have tutoring. But we
tutoring.
Still got
hearing
at the show.
Tutoring.
But it's in the basement, so we can still hear.
Oh, so you can still, so you kind of still feel like you're there.
And we're right under the stage, so we can hear most of the instruments, too, coming down.
Yeah. So are you doing actual homework, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When this is going on? So a show may be going on, and you're doing math in the basement?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Or grammar.
Yeah, all right. Oh, I guess we have to have those things.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the show. I know you guys are performing the instruments on stage, but did I hear no intermission in the show? Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, some people are texting in saying they saw the show and they loved it, no intermission. How long is the show?
It's about 90 minutes, I'd say.
Nice.
It's definitely 90 or under. It's definitely a wallop. In 90 minutes. Like, you're getting a lot, but it flies by.
Okay, I love that.
Hold on to your seats.
If you want to get info, the official opening will be this coming Friday night, but it's in previews right now. And we'll be playing at the Paramount and Aurora through June the 2nd. You can go to ParamountAurora.com to get more information, or 630-896-6666. Thank you to Jack McCarthy. We appreciate you coming in. Huxley Westermeyer, Sydney Shepherd, George Abood, thank you all very, very much for coming by.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
We'll see you Friday night.
Pleasure.
Yeah. See ya.
Can't wait. We'll take a break for news, and we'll come right back. WGN.